Bordeaux. Basel, Switzerland, March 19, 1886. Dear Brother Bordeaux, I have received both of your letters in answer to mine. That which you say is your mind in regard to Daniel, I thought and understood to be just as you stated it. But Brother Adamir Vuillumier made inquiry if I had been shown that the cause of Daniel's sickness was in consequence of the trials brought upon him by his brethren in Bien, that you told him that this was the case. Brother Vaucher wrote the same thing to Brother Whitney. I think they both received that impression, whether you designed to convey it or not. I do not think that you have felt the necessity of being guarded in your conversation as you should be. My brother, do not think that I have no confidence in you. I have. If I had not, I would not labor as I do to present your case before you as it is. But I know that you have not had a true knowledge of yourself, what you might be and could be, and have not sensed what you were not. But I am encouraged in your case, because the Spirit of the Lord will not let me rest, but keeps the burden upon my soul to write to you and present these things before you again and again, because I see that the Lord will not leave you to yourself. I feel more confident that the Lord has work before you, and He wants you to prepare for it. He wants you to be fitting up for this work. He wants you to let go the last rope of self and hang your helpless soul upon Jesus. He wants you to have faith, to put away your weakness of pitying yourself and gathering sympathy to yourself. He wants you to be a man in your time of life. He will do those things for you that you cannot do for yourself. My brother, you have thought that you were a wonderful help to Martha, but you do not know how much you are leaning upon her. She will be a greater help to you than you have been to her, if you will allow her to be. Your blessed good Charlotte was not a woman that would interfere with your plans, because in her experience she found you took it so to heart and pitied yourself so much and grieved over it so hard that she did the very thing she ought not to have done, acceded to your plans and your wishes. She lost her individuality in you. With Martha, there are capabilities and powers that she does not know that she possesses. She is a treasure in mind and soul and purpose. I estimate her as fine gold. Yet she may be, through wrong management, one who will not maintain her individuality, but think that everyone else can be and do better than she can. She will never exalt herself, but will, if she has room and encouragement, be a woman of great value. God loves her, and her voice and judgment will supply a want that you have if you will encourage it. She has no babyish qualities in her makeup. She needs circumstances and emergencies to develop the true sterling worth which she possesses. Now I have presented this matter that you will not feel that Martha needs you so much, so very much, for you need her far more than she needs you. And she will help you in every way if you will give her room. You have such a habit of pouring out your troubles upon someone that you hurt yourself and hurt those you should help. Well, I love you both, and I want to do my whole duty to you in the fear of God and the love for your souls. Sister Martha has been desponding because the enemy saw that he could take advantage of her conscientiousness. But on this point, Jesus has helped her, and he will not leave nor forsake her. Satan is well aware that with her principles and naturally good judgment, she can be a blessing to others. All her feelings and distress and agony of mind have been from the cruel power of the oppressor through her large conscientiousness. But Satan's power is broken. She will have temptations to distrust God, to write little things against herself. But she must look to Jesus, And in looking at his mercy and knowing that he died for her, she has the positive evidence that he will not cast her aside if she will only trust in him. She loves Jesus, although Satan may tell her that she does not. Satan is a liar. He is an accuser of the brethren. Well, I must close now with the request that you send to me the testimony for Daniel. I would be very much pleased if you would look among your books and find me Jewish Antiquities. It is there, for I saw it, and I would so much like to have the use of it for a while. Love to you all, especially your children. Your sister in Christ.